想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。
Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week.
This week we're taking a look at some words and phrases related to love, because this weekend, as you may or may not know, is White Valentine's Day. As an American, I had no idea this existed, until I came to China.
White Valentine's Day gives girls particularly a chance to reciprocate the love and the gestures that the guys have expressed during Valentine's Day a month ago. So I think it's quite a special day. Plus,It's just another day to celebrate love.
Let's take a look at some phrases first. To have a crush on. Basically, it just means to have very, very strong and irrational feelings for someone.
表示爱慕之情。
Right, and so he or she has a crush on her or him. So, Heyang, who do you have a crush on?
Not you.
And the next one is to feel an instant magnetism.He felt an instant magnetism when their eyes first met, right? So magnets are attracted to each other, and so if you feel a magnetism, that means you are attracted to someone.
就是你感觉到跟另外一个人好像是有一种磁铁一般的吸引力。
And then to catch someone's eye, a nice looking girl caught his eye. And so really what it really means is just to pay attention to someone, become aware of someone.
这个说的就是当一个人被另外一个人的外表所吸引住了目光。
Yeah, yes, so for example, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point. It's not necessarily only about people. It can be used with things as well. Like, for example, He Yang was in London going window shopping, and the purse caught her eye.
我们可以把范围扩大到物件，比如说你对一个物品有一种忠心喜爱的感觉，一下子也抓住了你的目光。
And then there is to hit it off. He was introduced to a pretty woman, and they seemed to hit it off immediately. So basically just to get along really well.
So it doesn't really have any sexual connotation.
No, not necessarily.
这个说的就是两个人一见钟情，一下子就是很合得来。
Yeah, you can say that someone is hitting on someone. Really, that means that he's very interested in talking to her and maybe hopefully taking the relationship a little bit further. The next one, to have the hots for someone. When he met her, he had the hots for her. Basically, it means to be in lust or to be sexually attracted to someone.
下面给大家介绍的这个词呢，就是对这个人爱慕不已，浑身发热。
Whatever that means. Moving on, to be attracted to each other, they were attracted to each other the moment their eyes met. And so we talked about this kind of implicitly, you know, about magnetism. And to be attracted to someone is to be interested, to have feelings for them, to want to know them more.
But this is a pretty mild term, right?
It's very mild, yes.
就是一个人对另外一个人产生了兴趣，这是一个比较日常的说法。
And a good example is, you know, He Yang is not attracted to me.
There yeah, that's a very good example.
It's a very good example.
And stop using me as example.
No. And then, of course, there is one small word we're going to take a look at is catch, right? So, for example, he is the man for whom she feels no attraction, catch or no catch. And a catch is basically someone who is highly desired, right? If you look at objectively, you know, at the pros and cons of this person has very strong pros, not very many cons.
You can also say that someone is a catch.
Right.
Meaning that person is a keeper. 就是说这个是一个理想的一个对象。
Alright, so for some of you out there, it can be a little bit difficult to express how you're feeling about your special someone, the loved one closest to you on this White Valentine's Day. So we thought we'd give you some pointers, some examples of how to open your mouth and say you care. So here's one. Words will never be enough to describe how much I love you and what you mean to me.
语言无法表达我对你的爱 Wow, that's really strong 我们现在给大家列举几个表白的大绝招你可以记下来哦
And then I couldn't even imagine having anything more than you You're my best friend, you're everything to me Obviously, I don't want anything else I just want you
Okay, that's too much, even if we're just, like, trying to act this out in the studio. 这就是充分的表达这个人是你唯一爱慕的人而且他还是你最好的朋友你无法生活中没有他。
Yeah, and I think a lot of these you might actually find in movies, but, you know, but they kind of give you an idea, give you an inspiration, perhaps. Another one, so many times I thought I would never find someone to love me the way I needed to be loved. Then you came into my life and showed me what love really is.
Wow, well, that's kind of moving.
It is.
因为另外一个人而让你认识到爱情的形状，还是很感人的。
And then some the beginnings of sentences, you can kind of fill it in on your own. I love that you, and then you say something about, you know, a characteristic or a quality that they have that you really like, or I admire you for, again, kind of filling it in with things that you like about that person.
And also, you're the reason that I do something.Or, you know, you're the reason that I woke up this morning. Or
you're the inspiration, which is actually a great song.
That's all the time we have for this week's Roundtable's Word of the Week. We'll see you next week.